Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Section 10 podcast. Here are your hosts, Jared Carabas, Coley Mick, and Steve Perrault.
What's up and welcome back to the Section 10 podcast, episode 298, presented by Barstool Sports. It is the home of your soon-to-be 2020 Boston Red Sox. My name is Jared Carabas, and I am a certified G and a bona fide stud, and you can't teach that. And this right here, this is Coley Mick, and he's 7 foot tall, and you can't teach that. Bada boom. Realest guys in the room. Steve, how you doing?
What up, what up? Section 10 in the building.
In the motherfucking building. Presented by SeatGeek.
Tickets.
With J.D. Martittis.
Mm-hmm.
He's back.
Welcome
Jumbo
back.
Dong. I remember the, actually, you know what, Steve? Can we cut to it right here? The first podcast that we did after signing Jumbo Dong for the first time, that was an epic rant. I would like to rewind and go back to the excitement. That right there, John fucking Feidelberg. We got motherfucking Steve in the house. And you know who else is in the motherfucking house tonight? It's J.D. Jumbo Dong Martinez coming to motherfucking Boston to win not one, not two, not three, not four, but 5 consecutive World Series titles. J.D. Martinez has signed a 5-year deal. Big Dick Dave Dombrowski gets his man, and not just gets his man, gets him at the price that Dave fucking Dombrowski wanted, $110 million. It does have 2 opt-outs. Don't care. Scott Boras came into this offseason and said one thing. I am getting $210 million from my client, J.D. Martinez. Dave Dombrowski unzipped his pants, and the sound that his cock made when it hit the ground was like fucking Thor smashing his hammer into the core of the earth. And he said, you know what? You are not going to get $210 million for this player. I am going to give you $100 million less dollars than you want, and I'm going to get this player for the exact number of years that I want, which is 5, not 7, not 6, 5. And you know what happened? Dave Dombrowski got his man for his price. He's coming to Boston. He's going to put up monster numbers if you look at it. By the way, over the last 4 years, here's a list of players who have a better slugging percentage than J.D. Martinez. Number one, Mike Trout. Number two, fucking nobody. J.D. Martinez is in Boston. He's a Red Sox. Let's fucking go.
John, I don't think we have anything to add. Are you good?
That was pretty good. That was good. That was that.
That's how excited we were to sign Jumbo Dong originally. Now he's back 2 years. He had the opt-out. He chose to opt in. He can technically, not technically, he can. He can opt out again after the 2020 season. But I figure if he opts in here, he's probably not going to opt out like another year later. It just doesn't make sense, especially with, you know, the longer he plays, the more he's viewed as just a DH type. There's only so many American League teams that can afford both, just have the need for it and also spend the money on like a north of $20 million DH.
That was the biggest part. The fact that he opted in here, I feel like this was the biggest hurdle we had to get over for JD to come back. He had to do this one. He had to opt in here, because if he doesn't, then obviously you're feared that he's just not going to come back. I don't think that we're going to restructure a deal. If he did opt out, I think he'd be going elsewhere. But he realized, wait a second, I can't really field. And not a lot of teams really designate that much money, at least that, as much
I
as the Red Sox
field.
Did. He can, but not really. And teams don't designate that much money to the DH position as much as the Red Sox typically
do.
Not that well, though. So this is awesome, especially because, like, he'll probably opt back in.
I think
again,
he can field mostly.
Not that good.
He fielded the shit out of those cans.
He fielded those titties.
Yeah, he fielded them titties.
He fielded the titties a lot better than the baseball. I think, that just answers that, you know.
Yeah.
He's a tits guy. But no, I just think this is very, it's a huge sign for multiple reasons, but the biggest one being we get to watch JD Martinez at least for another year, probably more than that. He's a professional hitter. He's a lot of fun to watch.
I don't think him opting in had anything to do with whether or not he can or can't field. I think it has something to do with, I don't know, the fact that the last time he was a free agent, it was a long, arduous, probably painful process where people undervalued him. And he just watched Bryce Harper and Machado wait till fucking spring training was already started to get their deals. Like, if you're a big-time free agent right now, I wouldn't want to hit the open market. If you can be – like, what was he going to make at max? Like, 25, 26 per year? And he's getting, what, like 23? Like, I'd rather just be like, you know what? I'll make $3 million in endorsements elsewhere. I don't want to deal with that shit again.
Who's paying him $25 million?
No one. But if he was a legitimate fielder, I think there'd be more fielders for Martinez.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you're JD Martinez, you have to look at it as, okay, so I get 24. It's basically $24 million in 2020. I can't fucking remember what year it is. He gets $24 million in 2020 and then basically $20 million in 2021 and 2022. That's, I mean, you're basically just looking for more years. Because dollars, like, sure, you're good. Like, you're paid pretty much, like, what you would get on the open market. Like, that's what you're going to get. So it was a matter of, like, hey, can I get some extra years tacked on the end here? There's nothing to say that the Red Sox wouldn't explore that somewhere down the line. Where it's like, you know, we're happy to pay you $24 million. If you're age 32, 33 season, whatever it is. And then, you know, if we want to keep you around after that, then like, well, let's talk. Let's talk about some sort of an extension. But the salary figures that he's getting are about, I mean, they're above market value. Like, you're probably going to see a guy like Edwin Enchiladas sign a 1-year deal for like $8 million. He's a DH.
Max, probably. Yeah.
I love Encarnacion. He's what, half the hitter JD is right now.
Yeah.
Enchiladas. Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, if this were 10 years ago, he 0% opts in and he goes out and he gets like $250 million.
I agree that he wouldn't have opted in. I don't know if he's getting that much money considering he's going to be 33. But I think this is huge. I mean, either way. Just as a Sox fan, this is awesome.
Scott Boras thought that he was going to get JD $200 million 2 years ago. And
I think he really thought that, or he's trying to raise the value on it.
I mean, like, that was... The past two off seasons have been a nightmare for free agents. You're talking like, all right, so JD's numbers going into a free agency 10 years ago, he's probably making $200 million.
Without question. He signs like 7-10.
Yeah. Boom, done. And we all would have been stoked. We'd be like, and, fuck yeah.
And there wouldn't have been opt-outs too.
He would have signed 7-10 before Thanksgiving. Like, it wouldn't have taken...
It would have happened fast, yeah.
Yeah, like someone pointed out to me the other day when I was talking about this, like Bryce Harper had his introductory press conference in like Clearwater, Florida, wherever the fuck the Phillies have their spring training. Like, and no one, that never used to happen. It always used to be like in Boston. Like Curt Schilling was in Boston for his introductory press conference. Like this, you'd hold the jersey, you'd be indoors. You wouldn't be outside. Like, not even knowing what team you signed with because it happened so last minute. Like, the MLB is like trying to blame the players for this whole like giving out long contracts thing. And it's so fucking stupid to me.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid. You know what else is fucking stupid? The fact that it's not even 100% guarantee that JD is even playing for the Red Sox next year.
That's the thing. That is the weird part. It's like, what if he gets dealt?
Yeah, you know, like it's. I'm not saying it's likely.
I don't think it's likely either.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's likely, but it's definitely not impossible that the Red Sox are just like, cool, thanks for opting in. We appreciate your interest, but you're going to Chicago.
Have fun. Win the city.
Check out the G-spot.
Yeah, dude. That is the rough part here because...
I hope it doesn't.
I don't think it will, but... Every Red Sox fan listening, be ready for anything. I think we're ready for any Mookie scenario. Be ready for any scenario.
You think because he can make Mookie the GM?
Don't be ready for that. That's not going to happen.
Well, that's a scenario.
It is a scenario. What's his no trade?
Who?
JD.
JD. So every year, he can pick three teams to have no trade protection against. And I think it's another month before he has to name his three teams for 2020.
It would be okay. Funny if he just said it like after they said what team he was traded to. Ah, nope, not that team.
No, that's on my list now.
Oh, shit. No, not that one. That's on the list, too. And yeah. They just get tired. They're like, all right, you're on the Red Sox. He's like, yes.
Yeah, you're staying, I guess. Perfect. I mean, like, I should reach out to him and be like, hey, if you really want to stay in the Red Sox, let's break down the market and be like, okay, so these are the only three teams that have an open DH spot that can afford you. That's your no trade list. Mm. Like, what would that list like look like? Like the Texas Rangers, the Chicago White Sox, and
it's super slim. And you know, Boris and JD realize that. The funny
thing, Yankees.
The reason why
Yankees
you
are
should...
stuck with fucking Stanton.
Yeah, they are stuck with Stanton. The reason why, if you're a Sox fan, you should have been a little worried about this JD thing is because after the last game of the season, he did not sound confident at all that he was coming back. He did the whole like, oh, well, that's, you know, that's up to my agent. And it's like, dude, you have a player option. That's up to you. I understand the agent.
It was way different than that. They asked him, like, you know, where do you see yourself going or whatever? Like, how do you see it playing out? He was like, I kind of like moving around.
he was ready to roll.
Let's break it down. The Yankees, they have Stanton. The Rays are not paying $24 million for a DH. The Blue Jays, I mean, the Red Sox are not going to trade with JD within the division. Unless we get Vladdy Jr. back in the deal.
Yeah.
I'd make that deal.
I love JD. I love JD with all my heart, but I'm driving him to Toronto.
The Twins get Nelly Cruz. The Indians don't spend money. The White Sox, we mentioned. The Royals are not a real team. The Tigers are not a real team. The Astros have...
they might.
No, they've got Yordan Alvarez, who, I mean, like, it's like... Yeah, I guess he could play left field, but ideally you don't want him to. The A's don't spend money. The Rangers, we mentioned. The Angels have Pujols. And the Mariners are not a real team.
He would die in Seattle. I hope that doesn't happen to him.
Yeah, that would just be rude. Yeah. Why don't the Mariners should get shit on way more? They have the longest playoff drought in professional sports, and no one cares.
I think it's because Griffey.
It's probably because they've had some really good players, and it's like, oh, it's out in Seattle, whatever. Let them do their
That makes it worse that they've had good players we all know and recognize to
but
be
I think
great.
It's because their teams haven't been awful, awful. Like, they haven't been Browns bad.
If you gave any GM, they're like, all right, here's your starting point. You get Felix Hernandez and rookie year Ichiro. You could just start here.
Yeah.
See, you have 23 other holes to fill.
Everyone's taken that. Yeah.
And they didn't do it. They didn't get a single playoff game.
I know. It's embarrassing. Well, the first year. 0-0-1. But, yeah. First Ichiro year, at least.
Yeah, Ichiro anyway. Got one. Hernandez didn't. Sorry.
Yeah. Which is kind of crazy that Hernandez didn't. But anyway, JD.
So JD has opted in. And that obviously creates now a discussion about Heim Bloom. What the fuck do you do now?
With Heath Hembry,
who is arbitration eligible. So do they non-tender him? Because that's an option too. Yeah. They could. But I want Heater back. I thought before he was hurt, he was one of the best relievers that they had next to Brandon Workman.
And the crazy thing is, like, this has been all over TV, too. I was watching PTI. Yeah. MLB Network was doing, like, breaking news, like, what's going to happen to Heater.
It was on BET earlier.
It was on BET?
Yes.
The Hembry Report?
Yes.
Shit. So this is what sucks, because, like, even if we have JD back next year, does it even matter if Heath Hembry's not here?
That's true. Which is kind of confusing, because... You know, you'd think that, oh, we have this north of $200 million payroll. But if you don't have Heath Hembry, you don't have a fucking chance.
It is confusing, Jared. It's almost as confusing as trying to find tickets online to a sports or a concert. But
it's almost confusing as like when like male nipples that lactate. Why would they need to?
the solution to the tickets thing is SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the presenting sponsor of the Section 10 podcast. Everything about SeatGeek is designed to make life easier for the sports and the music fans. SeatGeek does all the price comparison for you by searching multiple ticket sites and ensuring that you get the best possible deal. SeatGeek does all the work and you save time and money, bitch. And SeatGeek wants to help you get the most bang for your buck. That's why every ticket on SeatGeek is given a grade based on value. You will immediately see any underpriced seats and be able to find the best deals that fit your budget. Best of all, our listeners get an instant $10 off their first SeatGeek purchase. To get your $10 off tickets, download the SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab, click add a promo code, enter promo code section 10, that's section 10. SeatGeek will immediately take $10 off your first ticket purchase. Download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code section 10 today. Big coupon, bitch. Mookie Betts.
Mookie Betts. First, before we move on to Mookie Betts, because it's a meaty subject.
Yes.
Steve, I'm going to need you to bleep what I'm about to say. So make a note. That what I'm about to say needs to be bleeped, okay?
All right, what do you got?
All right, so this is episode 298. We got episode 300 coming up. Episode 300 of the Section 10 podcast. Huge announcement. The announcement is the guest for episode 300 is... So one of the things that that he said, or she... When we were speaking today, negotiating.
You and human when you were talking.
Yes, me and human when we were talking, negotiating the appearance for the 300th episode. The human said, I'll do it. I'll be the guest for episode 300, but you have to promise me that I will also be the guest for episode 400, 500, 600, 700, 800, etc. I agree. So, I mean, now that's going to be... That's going to be like a thing. Anytime that we come up on a hundo piece, that's when this human comes back.
One of my sneaky favorite moments of doing this podcast was the 100th episode with me, you, and Michael Felger. And yeah. And at the end, we told
them... Who was
them,
episode 200? Do we even have like
Kurt,
a...
Kurt Schilling.
Oh!
Yeah. So, do we even have someone? Yeah, guy that won the World Series a couple times. Remember when you asked, you told him, you're like, hey, Felger, by the way, like on your way out, you are our guest for the 100th episode, by the way, it's our 100th episode. And what was his reaction? He was like, oh, well, congratulations.
So he's like, ah, well, there
and
you go.
And he goes, how the fuck do I exit out of this thing? He didn't give a fuck. He didn't know how to get out of his Skype.
But at the time, I'm pretty sure that was our most downloaded episode ever.
It was, yeah. Well, we like marketed the shit out of the 100th episode. And then people also, I mean, Felger's... He's an interesting guest. He's going to give you some stuff.
Yeah, he was human in that interview, which is what I wanted. I wanted him to be a human, just like our guest on episode 300.
Is human.
Spoiler alert. Our guest for episode 300 is also our guest for 400, 500, 600, 700, etc. But I think...
For him to be on 1,000, that's going to be awesome.
Yeah, but I think what we're going to do is, since this human wants to be the guest for every hundo piece... that we'll have this person with another person for every hundo piece.
Are we going to be at this person's house or no?
I think so.
Well, that we'd have to figure out soon.
Yeah, no, we're working on it.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Talk to human. Let's figure it out.
Cool. Chill. So JD Martinez opts in. And now everyone, including that rat fuck Hubs, I was like, well, I guess that means say goodbye to Mookie Betts then, huh? Guess that means say goodbye to your best player then, huh? Your franchise player. That's, you know, you're happy that JD opted in? Well, guess what? That means that see you later to Mookie Betts then, huh? That's what that means. And I don't know.
Wait, what does Hub sound like?
Well, since you're happy about this, it's actually horrible news. It's horrible news that JD opted in, because now that just guarantees that you're going to trade Mookie Betts. And he's probably right, but I think there's a chance that might not happen. And that chance is Chaim Bloom unzipping his pants and dropping his big old bag of balls on the table and saying, hey, that's the easy way out. Oh, you need to clear some cap space. You need to fucking take some dollar signs off the books. All right, I'll just trade the guy that's about to make $28 million next year. I bet a lot of teams would love to have him. It'll be easy. I'll just hit the easy button. You know what Chaim Bloom doesn't do? He doesn't hit the easy button. He doesn't take the easy way out. He's going to do things that, hey, is it going to make the team better next year? Maybe not. Maybe not. But does that mean that you have to get rid of Mookie? Is there a scenario where you can have both JD Martinez and Mookie Betts on the 2019 roster? I say yes. You could trade David Price, Chris Sale, Jackie Bradley Jr., and fucking everybody else. You might not have a bunch of replacement players, but there's a way that you can have Mookie Betts and JD Martinez on the same team next year. You might have to just trade everyone else on the team. And that's, you know what? That's okay.
If those are your two hitters, they're going to have insane numbers.
Yeah. Cole, you have a point?
What do you got, Cole?
Do you think Chaim Bloom calls blowjobs the Heimlich?
Oh! I bet you he does.
If he doesn't, I want him fired immediately.
I think my favorite part about that is that Coley had that one. He had the finger up for that one for a while. He was like, I got one.
Yeah. I knew if I kept my hand raised, I wouldn't forget. Keep fucking both. I'm going to keep saying it until hopefully we're like in the middle of next season and like the trade deadline passes. I think I won't be able to not say it until that point. Just keep them. Just fucking keep them both.
We've heard so many trade rumors and rumors about Mookie Betts that I think we've kind of forgotten we're talking about trading Mookie Betts.
Yeah.
Like, we've normalized the idea that we're going to get rid of the best homegrown player we've like ever had.
By far.
I can't believe that. That's the one thing that it's like, can we stop talking about this? Like, it's a normal situation.
It's not normal.
It's insane.
It's insane. Trading your franchise player in his prime just to free up some financial flexibility.
For what? So John Henry can have another yacht? What are we talking about here?
For what? You know, for what?
Was Chris Sale set to be a free agent this offseason?
Yes.
He signed the extension a year before he was to become a free agent.
So if we knew we weren't going to keep that GM,
good point here.
Why did we allow? I love Chris Sale. I want Chris Sale here. Would he not be substantially cheaper had we had waited?
That's a good point, Coley.
Coley's using some logic here. Mm-hmm.
And, like, you want to lock up guys, sure.
Mm-hmm.
You want to keep your good players, I've been told. I don't think keeping one of our, shooting one of our players just off into the night sky to keep one of our oft-injured, potentially maybe not good ever again players just because you paid them a little too early, I don't think that's the winning ticket.
Yeah. Coley, you make... So far, new segment. It's called Point of the Show. The point of the show goes to Coley. That's a good point.
I thought that was the best one.
That was the line of the show.
Okay. Point of the show and line of the show. Okay.
Yeah, he's got the line of the show and the point of the show so far. I mean, that's subject to change. It's kind of like it's like the dealer button. You can move it around the table, but so far the line of the show goes to Coley. Point of the show goes to Coley. No, it's a good point. You make a good point that if the Red Sox had simply just, waited, it's not like Chris Sale is Mookie Betts. Mookie Betts is like, hey guys, I want to go to free agency. Like, I want to go there now, to be honest with you, but I have to wait because the rules of the league. But when I get there, I want the most money possible. Chris Sale was like, hey, I want to stay here. I want to stay here right now. So like, if you guys want to talk, we can talk and you can pay me and like I'll stay. I won't even listen to another team. Mookie Betts is like, I want to hear from all the teams. Let me hear from all the teams. And that's not a knock against Mookie. Mookie has every right to do that. He's one of the best players in baseball. No doubt about it. But if the Red Sox knew that Chris Sale was like, hey, I really want to fucking stay here. Because so far, I mean, like Mookie's like, just because I want to go to free agency doesn't mean that I don't want to stay. But here is Chris Sale holding up a sign saying, I want to fucking retire in Boston, baby. Let's do this. And they're like, cool. We'll talk to you next winter and we'll see how the season plays out. They didn't do that. They were like, oh, you want to stay? Here's $150 million.
What was the rush?
Worst case scenario, he hits the open market alongside, at this moment, two better options at starting pitcher.
Yeah.
Like, if he was like, I'm intent on leaving, and we were like, oh, fuck, we need an ace, we could have signed one of the other two that just hit the open market.
It was
a public record that those two pitchers contract. I guess Strasburg opted out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not fair. Cole was always going to be a free agent.
The Cole hype wasn't as high as it is right now then, but yes, he was still a stud then as well.
Gerrit Cole, baby!
That was very awkward. I hadn't seen the video. I saw the quote on Twitter, but the video was very awkward where Cole's like, I'm not employed. I'm not an employee here.
I don't fucking work here, dude.
If I'm an Astros fan, I'm like, really, bro? Like, you couldn't have just done the media.
Well, if I'm security, then I would have escorted him out.
I'd be like, dude, get the hell out of here. What are you doing here?
You don't fucking play for the Astros. Get the fuck out of here, dude.
Does anyone even know who the fuck this guy is? Who is this guy?
I mean, if you wanted to play that game, they very easily could have been like, all right, well, you're under arrest for trespassing then.
Yo, that would have been a story. Gerrit Cole in handcuffs getting pulled out of the Astros.
Yeah. Man has identified himself as just a guy.
Yes.
If you don't have a ticket to the game, you're not an employee of the Astros, you're not a member of credentialed media, you're trespassing, you're going to jail.
They knew he wasn't on the team when he's wearing a Scott Boras hat. I didn't know those exist. They're like, all right, this guy obviously isn't a major league player. That's the weirdest hat you could
ever wear. That hat.
You wear a Scott Boras hat?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'm team players. I'm not team owners.
No, which is fine. I just didn't know a Scott Boras hat existed, is my point.
Oh, no, they exist, and I'm going to fucking buy one now. I love Scott Boras. I find him to be fascinating.
I got no problem with Boras. I mean, he draws by far the biggest crowd with the winter meetings.
Oh, fuck. We were there, and it was honestly...
It's like the president's in the building.
It was like John Stamos showed up to a sorority house. All the fucking, they came out of the woodwork. People were coming up the fucking escalators. They were coming out of the ceiling. It was crazy.
The escalators. It was nuts.
It was wildly impressive how fast this congregation formed in front of Scott Boras at the winter meetings. Which, by the way, going to the winter meetings again this year. San Diego.
Ooh, San baby. Diego. That's sexy as hell. Wait, the winter meetings always kind of remind me of Manscaped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, here's the thing, Steve.
Mm.
The winter meetings last year were in Vegas, and I forgot to shave my balls.
Damn it! Well, what would have worked, or helped at least, is Manscaped. Support for Section 10 comes from Manscaped, who is number one in men's below-the-belt grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped is forever changing the grooming game with their Perfect Package 2.0. Inside the Perfect Package, what is it, you ask? You'll find their electric trimmer called the Lawnmower 2.0. This waterproof and skin-safe technology will protect you from nicking your sack. You can also create less mess by trimming in the shower. And of course, let's not forget about the Crop Preserver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer. That sounds phenomenal. For on-the-go freshness, you'll love the Crop Reviver Ball Toner Spray. This comes with everything. It's time to get clean with this Perfect Package 2.0. You can get 20% off plus free shipping with code ROCKET at manscaped.com. Always use the right tools for the job. Your balls will thank you. Once again, that image is hilarious. The balls thanking you. But it will happen if you go to manscaped.com, promo code ROCKET, 20% off. Do it now.
Yeah, I'll never forget that trip to Vegas. My balls were hairy as fuck.
Mm. Anything? Yeah, I know that sucks.
Hold on, I have a question for Coley.
Yeah, we go.
Mm-hmm. What, if anything, would you shave like a shape? Like, what would you make your pubes into?
Probably those jars of peanuts that aren't actually jars of peanuts. When you open them, a bunch of snakes pop out.
Yeah.
Peanuts.
I would have it be like, so when like my erect penis pops out, there's a bunch of snakes also. So they're all like flying at you. You don't know what to grab.
Got it. I like that idea. very specific, but I like mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. You've thought about this.
Constantly.
Constantly.
I couldn't do it until Manscaped came around. Now, right. I can come around, if you know what I'm saying.
Speaking of coming around, do you think Mookie Betts is going to be coming around Fort Myers in spring training?
I assume even if he's not on the team, they'll probably play against that team.
Yeah, I bet he's there. Actually, yeah, that's no guarantee. I hope so. There's no way to know. Anyone that thinks they know what the Red Sox are going to do is a stupid head.
I think I know.
What do you think they're going to do?
I think they're going to keep him.
Yeah, I agree. I was about to call you a stupid head, but I want him here. So, yeah, I think he's going to be here.
Definitely going to be here.
He's going to, come on. Yeah. It's Mookie Betts.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Trade your fucking best player because you signed a bunch of contracts that were too expensive?
You try to tell me the Red Sox are going to try to trade him to save money?
Yeah. No, Steve, the Red Sox have like one of the best players in baseball. And,
one of the highest payrolls.
Yeah, one of the highest. The highest payroll in baseball. And they're just going to trade their best player. Oh, by the way.
What?
Megaphone balls. I should call him right now.
What happened?
You think he's awake?
He doesn't sleep. It's a little late, but he doesn't sleep. There's a good chance you're waking up. There's a good chance you're waking up. Oh, yeah, check the last tweet.
Yeah, I'm going to check his last tweet. He also is like a dad, so...
Yeah, this might be tough.
But his last tweet was 9 hours ago. You're fucking lucky, Megaphone Balls.
I think he knew a call was coming, so he's like, can't tweet.
Yeah. That really is the way to lay low, though.
Like, wait, what happened?
So it was him and Rosenthal. And I want to say it was Megaphone Balls versus... So they were trying to say, all right, so you want to keep Incoli... Please be seated.
No, I already know where this is going, and I trust me, I don't care for it.
Yeah. So, Megaphone Balls and
what
Rosenthal
a stupid fucking idea this is. I'm furious.
Had the same idea, but with different players, and Megaphone Balls' player of choice was a little bit more infuriating than others. But to keep Mookie, you would attach like Xander Bogaerts to like David Price or Nathan Eovaldi or Chris Sale to dump their contract. In Rosenthal's column, I believe it was Andrew Benintendi.
It was the Benintendi one. I'd rather that.
Yeah, and then, but to trade Xander Bogaerts just to get rid of like Price or Sale or Eovaldi's contract.
So dumb. So
dumb. In order to keep, I mean, listen, we ain't trading Bogaerts, baby. Okay.
That's dumber than trading Mookie.
Listen. Are you listening? Listen. Yep. Write this down, Steve. Do you have a pen and paper?
Shit. Yep, just got one.
I would rather lose 140 games next year with Xander Bogaerts. Nah, that's probably not true. I'd probably choose the World Series without him, I guess.
You were really about to drop a line, too. I got the pen and the paper for that.
Well, Jared, it's an inconceivable thought you're even trying to churn out, because a team with Xander Bogaerts is incapable of losing that many games.
That's true. I agree with you, but I'm not putting Xander Bogaerts in some sort of fucking Josh Beckett, Carl Crawford, Adrian Gonzalez, Nick Punto trade. I'm not doing that. I'd rather roll the dice with this fucking bloated ass payroll and just see what happens than be like, all right, we got to trade Bogaerts to get rid of one of our. I mean, who's to say that Chris Sale and David Price don't just like return to form next year? I mean,
yeah,
I know it's not.
There's
the
no,
most
yeah,
likely,
yeah, yeah, come on now. There's no guarantee of that. If you told me it had to be like Price and Betty Teddy to save this potential JD Mookie thing for a handful of years or whatever that's going to be, I would absolutely do that. But I hate these stupid hypotheticals. I would rather hear like a rumor and then we play off of that instead of being like, well, I'm going to bring this guy in and attach him to that guy. And it's like, it doesn't mean anything if the teams aren't talking about it.
That's well, also, I will say this. It's also just my idea from like 2 months ago.
Yeah. And you should also just be cognizant of the fact that like guys like Passan and Rosenthal aren't just throwing out these.
They hear stuff.
If teams aren't like, maybe they're not like picking up the phone and saying, "Hey, would you take fucking Bogarts and Price for and whatever?" But the ideas are probably being thrown around at least internally.
If they're going to say something like that and really like list it out like they did, like they really plotted it out as if a team was plotting it out.
Yeah.
Wink, 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 wink. So yes, there's obviously something behind that, but Betty Teddy. Yeah. Who knows?
I got an idea.
What do you got?
Why don't the Red Sox just keep spending more money?
Yeah. Why don't you give the guy that's amazing a ton of money and then he does well for your team for a while?
Put it this way, right? You listening?
Yeah.
What if the Red Sox are just like, all right, Mookie, you want to play hardball with us? How about a $500 million extension? You're going to go to free agency now? Like, what do you want to do? Let's rework the deal so that he gets paid $2 million in 2020, but then they just backload the contract. It's like, all right,
with $498 million.
yeah. So like as these guys like Price and Sale come off the books, then it's like, all right, well now he's making $85 million a year, and it's you'll probably run into problems, I don't know, 5 years from now, but who knows what could happen
before the world might not be here. Yeah,
not our problem.
That's my grandkids' problem.
That's episode 756 problem.
Yeah, I think I just solved the problem. It's like, all right,
backload the deal, have Mookie win the MVP next year on a $2 million contract.
You give Mookie an extension where you rework his salary for 2020 to be $2.5 million, fair. And then by like 2020, when's Price's deal up? He's got what, 3 more years?
I think 3, right?
So that's 20, 21, 22. So in 2023, Mookie makes like $85 million a year.
Who says no?
But like, who cares?
Yeah, it's not our money again. And the Red Sox have the money. So just
plus, like, if Chaim Bloom is this guy that can draft and develop players and find value players for low money, so what if we have one guy that makes $85 million if like the rest of the roster combined makes like 25? That's still $100 million less than what the payroll is right now.
Yeah, if you're Chaim Bloom, try to kind of mix strategies here. Be like, wait a second, I have a ton of money now, so I don't need to do the exact same thing as Tampa. I can do something similar with most of the roster and also keep this mega super talented guy on the team for years to come.
I got some math for you.
Wait, what about that Brock deal, though?
Yeah, that's going to be $350. Well, hold on.
Yeah, what do you got? You can backfill that.
Here's what I got. You ready, math?
Yep.
All right. You give Mookie Betts $85 million a year. It's backloaded, so you can get under the luxury tax this year and through the life of David Price's contract, right? So then he comes off the books. And then if Chaim Bloom can build a playoff team with $60 million payroll in Tampa, guess what? $60 million plus $85 million is $145 million, which is significantly less than what the Red Sox payroll is right now. You're way under the luxury tax threshold. So if you want to build a team, it's like you blow the whole thing up. I don't care. You got Mookie in right field making $85 million, and then the rest of the payroll is $60 million. That's $145 million. That's a winner for $145 when you're trying to get down to 210. How about we get down to $145? Get down to $145, and you keep Mookie. Chaim.
All right, I just wrote the whole letter out. I'll mail it to him tomorrow.
Thank you.
And, like, he used 60 for 25 players. This is only 24.
Right.
So he can, like, splurge.
He could probably get under the 145.
Do we have any more thoughts?
Not really.
Mookie JD stuff.
I just fucking did his job for him.
He basically can take the rest of the offseason off.
But really, though.
Yeah, you got to deal everybody. You'd have to deal everybody.
If the Red Sox really, really wanted to do this, if you really wanted to keep Mookie, you could give him an extension that ripped up his salary figure and got it to a lower rate. And it's like, oh, well, why would he take less? Oh, because his contract is guaranteed. He's still, even if he never has a good season ever again, if he signs this monster extension and it's heavily backloaded, doesn't really matter. It's like, all right, so I make a little bit less for the next couple of years, but then comes that $85 million salary that I'm going to make in 5 years. I mean, it sounds good to me. If Mookie's a team player, he'll take the deal.
Yeah, either way, I want Mookie here forever. I feel like we've just got so caught up in these trade rumors that we're forgetting about the fact that we're talking about trading Mookie Betts. Keep him here.
So let me do the math real quick.
Before you do that, because all this math and all this talking about giving a guy who's won 4 straight gold gloves and MVP, what have you, it's making me a little anxious, Jerry.
Yeah.
So you know what I do when I get anxious or when I can't sleep or when my back hurts a little bit?
Tell me.
I go to CBDMD.com and I get me some tinctures. I get me some bath bombs. I get me some gummies.
Mm.
CBD, and when I can't sleep, when I'm crunching all these $85 million numbers, I go specifically to CBDPM.
Mm.
To get me that quality of rest I need to avoid my responsibilities all off season.
Yeah.
CBDPM blends 500 milligrams of high quality CBD with melatonin, valerian root, chamomile, and other sleep promoting ingredients to create a powerful and effective sleep aid. To make it even easier to try CBDPM or any of CBDMD's other high-quality products, they're offering our listeners 25% off your next order when you use the promo code SECTION10 at checkout. Once again, that's CBDMD.com, promo code SECTION10, all one word and two numbers, for 25% off your purchase of premium CBD oil products from CBDMD.
So I just did some more math.
Uh-huh.
So MLB players, they only get paid during the season, and they get paid, I think it's twice a month. So if my math is correct, if Mookie Betts made $85 million as a Major League Baseball player, just one check would be worth $7,083,333.33.
Imagine if your payday came in and you accidentally got the bank account crossed up with Mookie's and you just saw $7 million. What's the first thing you would do?
I'd probably shove something up my ass.
Withdraw it.
What? What? If you have that much money, what are you going to do?
What specifically? Just like the closest thing you see?
Yeah.
Hopefully it's not something big, though. Like, you just got a really great moment, and now your ass is going to be bleeding.
Steve, all of my great moments include a bloody asshole. Every one of them.
You just get, is that because you have to, like, balance out? It's like, this is so amazing, I got to at least bring it back down to level here. I need a bloody asshole.
Yeah.
They just, I don't know what it is. They seem to go hand in hand.
Yeah, that's, like, a fair point.
You know, remember when, like, that video of Hubs during the ALCS, and he's like, just get me to the 10th inning, just get me to the 10th inning, and he's, like, punching his foot?
Yeah. That was very weird.
It's like that, but instead you just shove something up your ass.
A fist in the ass or something.
No.
An item?
Yeah, like a bar of soap.
Like a picture frame.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're trying to clean the ass.
No. It's more just like a texture thing, Steve.
Jared, he just doesn't get it.
You really don't. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, I don't. No, I haven't done it. I don't get it.
Do you think Mookie's going to be back next year, Steve?
Yep.
Are you sure?
No, but I feel good about it.
Do you?
Yeah. I feel good about it. The thing that, like, what's the first thing Bloom's going to do?
Probably go on vacation.
Yeah, right? That would be hilarious if, like, he just starts posting on IG just, like, in the Bahamas. Like, sup, fuckers? Yo, it's your boy, Chief Baseball Officer, on vacation!
Yeah, this motherfucking bro!
He's got, like, the strip club just throwing bands. I think, I don't know. if you're a Sox fan, you can't feel confident about anything for the 2020 roster, really, right?
I feel great.
No, but I'm talking about the roster.
No, the roster's good, too.
Who's definitely on the 2020 Red Sox?
J.D.!
That's... No!
Well, he opted in, Steve.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, he could get dealt. Xander and Devers, I think, are locks.
Devers is a lock.
JD's close to a lock. I think Workman's a lock. Is that it?
Pedroia's a lock. That's Pedroia, my only lock.
Uncalled
Pedroia's lock. A lock to be the pitching coach. I think that Bush.
That's
man,
my one lock.
Yeah. But yeah, not a lot of locks, but oh well. One thing I did want to talk about, unless, do we have more takes here?
Yeah, I can keep going.
That's true. One thing I did want to talk about is like,
wait, no question.
I think Heyman tweet, unless I read it wrong, Heyman does have some weird tweets, but he was like, there's always the option for Ruzne to opt out. I was like, in what planet was Ruzne going to opt out of that deal to continue to be the pride of Pawtucket?
Venus.
I want to pull that. I want to pull that tweet up because it was so condescending.
Did I just read it wrong? Like, did he say something that dumb or am I just making shit up?
No, the way he said it was infuriating. Like, it really made me angry.
Let me see what he said.
A lot of tweets about Kurt Suzuki.
That was a wild scene.
As one does. Wild scene.
How fucking long ago did he tweet this?
He tweets a lot.
He does tweet a lot.
Who's reading these things?
And he tweets some snarky stuff. Heyman's a tough follow for someone that
that's
has
what I mean.
Access.
This Ruzne one was that it was snarky as hell.
Heyman has to be the worst follow of someone that has a lot of access to like breaking news and reports. Let's see. Gee,
did
yeah,
he delete this?
Yeah, I think
here it is.
Oh, what do you got?
No, it was 5 days ago. Ruzne Castillo can opt out of his Red Sox deal with $13.5 million left for 2020. We know what he'll do unless he wants to give up being a minor leaguer, being paid like a major leaguer. Like, why would he want to give that up? That he hit the life lottery.
He was tweeting it like it's almost like a guilty thing for Ruzne to opt in. Like, what?
Ruzne Castillo is almost like the human embodiment of like an answer the internet question, like, all right, you can only live in Rhode Island, but you're going to get $100 million. Would you do it?
Yeah.
And she was like, fuck yeah, I will.
What was the official deal? It was like $72 million over 7 years or something like that.
I think it was 72.5.
Yeah, no, there's an extra $500K in there for the boys. I mean, John Feidelberg had the best tweet.
Fights had a really good tweet on it. Yeah,
like, I would just love to see a reality show that just follows Ruzne Castillo around Pawtucket being like the richest person in Pawtucket.
Yeah. I'd watch a show detailing how Ruzne has lived as someone who makes $10 million a year and lives in Pawtucket.
But that's the thing. I'm pretty sure he doesn't live in Pawtucket. Like it's the saddest thing. I think he like lives near Fenway.
Just in case?
No, it's like a motivation thing. He lives near Fenway and commutes to Pawtucket. Because he's like, no, like I'm a big leaguer. Like they're gonna call me up again. Like I bought my place over here.
I'd way rather live in Boston. But the travel's weird, right? That is kind of obnoxious.
Definitely not fucking easy.
It's not easy, no. But what? I mean, he's cruising around in God knows what car. It's
got
to be a fancy ass car.
I mean,
and
he's got all kinds of like fancy cars.
Yeah, he's living such a weird, awesome life.
It's definitely not awesome.
Having that much money has to be awesome. Playing in the AAA, not great when you think
like having that much money is great, but like, oh,
that's why I think it's weird awesome.
Year, but I got to fucking commute to work. It's like a goddamn 2-hour drive back and forth every day. And it's like, you know, you can't even like brag to girl. Hey, baby, I'm in the fucking, I play for the Red Sox. Oh, really? I'll come see you at Fenway. No, the other Red Sox.
You think they care that he plays for the Paw Sox when his bank account's that big?
Yeah.
No.
If I were a girl, I would have higher standards than that. I'd be like, I mean, I would eventually, if I were a girl that were interested in dating a professional athlete, I would either.
All right, well, that's different.
I would date someone that's either on the Red Sox, or I would date someone that eventually could be on the Red Sox. I wouldn't date the guy that's like, oh, you're just trapped down here forever. So if I really, really like you and you want to like actually start dating me for real, and then we get like engaged and married, I'm just fucking trapped in Pawtucket with you.
The ladies of Section 10 that are listening,
would you
date Ruzne Castilla?
I mean,
I think we're going to get a lot of yeses. I think we're going to get a lot of yeses.
We haven't even gotten to the ear yet.
The ear is very weird. Yeah, I knew you were going to bring the ear up. That is funky.
The ear looks like a honeycomb.
It's a deal breaker ear. Typically, it's like a guy's height, or like he doesn't have hair, or like the ear is a deal breaker.
The ear is, it's, I don't know what's happening with it, but it's not $10 million worth of
ear, whatever that is.
What?
Fucked up. Like fighter's ear when they get the fuck ear. Yeah, yeah, whatever it is.
Cauliflower ear. If so, wait. Does Ruzne's money? Because I know we waived him, but no one picked him up, so he's in Pawtucket. Mm-hmm. But his money still counts against our number, right?
It's not the luxury tax, right?
I don't think it does. I don't think it does because he's not on the 40 man.
Because he's not on the Red Sox roster.
Yeah. So if they call him up, or if they put him on the 40 man, then yeah.
So that's why he's been there forever. But again,
not
ladies,
even on the 40 man.
Ladies, would you date him?
Yeah, that's what we're trying to figure out.
I don't even care about the Red Sox right now. Would you date Ruzne Castillo? I honestly want to know.
Pedroia's counts.
How much do you think a statue costs? It's probably a lot.
Depends on what it's made out of. Gold?
I'm just trying to figure, like, we need a Pride of Pawtucket statue. If we could start maybe a GoFundMe, I feel like it would cost too much. But
well, here's the thing. Would you erect the statue in Pawtucket where he built his legacy, or would you wait until the team moves to Worcester and then build it there? Like, because it's like the new ballpark is essentially the house that Ruzne built.
Yeah, you would have it in Pawtucket, but be able to move it to
Worcester.
Should
they name the new ballpark after Ruzne?
Maybe.
Castillo, it's a legitimate question.
Castillo's Castle. Yeah, I think the statue.
Well, there's never going to be a Paw Sox player better than Ruzne Castillo.
That's such a fact. There's no lie there.
Like, there's no other way. Like, you can't top him, because if you're that good, then you just get called up, and he's never going to get called up.
It's such a funny thing. I feel like I forget about him about 10 times a year, and then when I remember him, it's just a guaranteed chuckle, because it's like, this fucking guy. He's still down there, and he's the best player on the team, and there's a 0% chance.
He wins the MVP every year.
He wins, and that photo, I feel like it's the same photo. They might just be sending us the same one from 2016.
They must feel so bad.
It's a 0% chance he's getting called up.
You got to give him the MVP. I mean,
imagine if he was hitting, like, 500. And it's like, we just can't call him up.
I bet at this point, if they did call him up, he would win the actual MVP. Like, I bet he'd be so fucking good.
Yeah.
He'd be so happy. He'd be
like, I am not going back down
there. Just let that rage out. Every night he goes to bed like, I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it. And you just pile that up for days, years, years, years. And he's the greatest player of all time.
Yeah.
I mean, when's the last time he played? We looked this up recently.
2016, maybe?
I think he snuck in 2017, maybe.
Did he?
But either way, he's
gave him a ring.
He better have gotten a ring, especially if you
no
got
chance.
The legit ring. Oh no! Don't tell me Jared no got chance. A legit ring and Ruzne didn't. Ruzne needs that ring.
I don't think he did.
His
last game was in 2016.
I'm gonna be furious, and this isn't saying anything about you, Jared. I'm just gonna be furious if you got one and Ruzne didn't.
Well, I mean, he didn't play any games.
Exactly.
So why would he get one?
Because he's on the organization?
He's not on the organization.
As a whole, he's on part of the organization.
He wasn't even on the 40-man.
I know, but it's if he didn't get a ring, especially the way Red Sox give out rings, I'd be furious.
Well, he didn't do anything.
But Jared, I'm not talking about the roster. You know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about how they give out a shitload of rings.
I don't think they gave out a lot.
They typically do.
I guess, but like, what did he do to deserve one?
His life's been miserable for 3 years. That's what he did. I feel like it's just a sacrifices thing. But no, granted, his life hasn't been miserable. It's just been weird. It's been a weird life of luxury for Ruzne.
I'm sorry you're sad. Here's a ring. I mean, that's just like participation trophies at that point.
I more am saying it because I would feel bad if he didn't, because you know he obviously wants one. Like, no. You don't think he wants a ring?
No. Why would you accept a ring for a championship that you did nothing to, like, contribute to? Like, you
someone
did
could, someone could ask you that.
No.
What's the opposite for line of the show? That's what that was.
What do you mean?
What he just said, that you didn't deserve one.
Oh, yeah.
Keep trying.
I'm just saying, like, someone could ask you, Jared, what did you do to help them
win a world? Shithead comment of the show goes to Steve.
Well, you would give that to me regardless.
No. It's just a shithead comment.
Steve, that one was earned, not given.
I'm making a comparison. I'm not saying you shouldn't get it. That you didn't play on the team. I'm saying someone can make that comparison.
Well, semantics.
Semantics.
Bruce, they should have a ring, all right? As it is, we'll talk about it too much.
If you didn't do anything to contribute to the success of the team, you shouldn't get a ring.
I want Ruzne to have a ring.
Maybe he should fucking try harder.
You think something that simply gets one at bat in for the Red Sox deserves it over Ruzne? You're gonna say yes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To put it simply, Tommy John doesn't give an F. They give three Fs.
Oh!
Fabric, fit, function. Tommy John obsesses over every little detail and stitch by using proprietary fabrics that perform like nothing you have ever worn before. As a result, Tommy John's men's and women's underwear sport a no-wedgie guarantee, comfortable, stay-put waistbands, and a range of fabrics that are luxuriously soft, feather light, moisture wicking, breathable, and designed to move with you, not against you. That means there's no bunching and no riding up. Tommy John is so confident in their underwear that if you don't love your first pair, you can get a full refund with the best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free guarantee. If you prefer to shop in stores, you can find them in over 1,200 retail locations across this great nation of ours, including Nordstrom stores nationwide. Tommy John, no adjustment needed. Give three Fs about your underwear and upgrade with Tommy John today. Hurry to TommyJohn.com/rocket for 20% off your first order. That's TommyJohn.com/rocket for 20% off. TommyJohn.com/rocket.
The Suns are amazing.
I don't think we can be stopped. Like, realistically speaking, this Suns team is a contender. They cover every night. This is a team that a lot of people were talking about prior to the draft lottery and then the actual draft. No one believed in us. They're losers. They were absolute non-believers, doubters of the system, doubters of what we're building here in Phoenix. It's just, listen, at the end of the day, if you don't have the fever, go fuck yourself.
That's a good point. I mean, watching this team every game so far, I don't think it's any coincidence that the birth of Sogo has coincided with the rise of the Phoenix Suns. I think these are one and the same. Booker's having an amazing year. Oubre looks great. Aaron Baines. Going to be on the show. Is awesome. It's a team that's fun to watch. It's a team that's super fun to watch, and it works out time zone wise. Go from Seas to the Suns a lot of nights. That's a ton of fun as well. So I love watching them. They took out the Sixers, who are undefeated, crushed the Clippers, destroyed the Warriors. I understand this isn't last year's Warriors, but still, that was very impressive. Aaron Baines destroyed Steph Curry's hand. That was rough. But yeah, it's an awesome team, and I don't see anybody stopping them at this point. They have the second most wins in the NBA. So, suck
people
it.
Are very excited about the Suns.
As Cora would say, suck on it.
Suck on it.
So, suck on it.
Coley?
That's right.
Fuck yeah, brother.
You better believe it.
I feel like we're missing something.
It's only been like 4 days since the last one.
What's his name? The Dahlbeck's playing for Team USA. He's Reagan. Oh.
He is a future Section 10 guest for show. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's He's mashing out there for Team USA. Big to, Team USA guy.
To the listeners, we need new batches ODMs.
Yeah, we need new batches.
During the season, obviously, there's a lot flowing in. But yeah, hit us with some off-season questions. We will get to those on the next podcast. Emptying the bench, unless you have anything else to get to.
I feel like we're missing something.
We can get back to it if we are. The Pats lost their first game. Thoughts?
Didn't care for it.
Yeah, that wasn't ideal, but I mean, I'd much rather not go undefeated.
Yeah, true. Off-season merch, thoughts?
I like it.
What was Cora's tweet? What was that?
It was a question mark and an exclamation point.
I was worried that meant that JD was not coming back.
No, he was coming back the whole time.
All right, good. And that's all I got.
Anything else?
Nah, that should do it. JD's back in theory if he doesn't get traded. And all is well in Red Sox Nation right now.
Everything's fine.
I'll be furious if he's traded.
Same. Like keep the guy that's one of the best hitters we've seen on this team in a long time.
Listen. Everything's fine.
Yeah, we're good.
Literally, everything's fine.
It's like the everything is fine gift, but without the fire.
Yeah, but like I'm saying, everything is fine because everything is fine.
Agreed.
Like, nothing to worry about.
Agreed.
Are you worried, Cole?
Yep.
All right, that'll do it.
All right. Well, see you next week.
Wouldn't want to cuff you. Roxanne, all she wanna do is party all night. Goddamn, Roxanne, never gonna love me, but it's alright. She think I'm an asshole, she think I'm a player. She keep running back though, only cause I pay her. Roxanne, Roxanne, all she wanna do is party all night. Met her at a party in the hills, yeah. She just wanna do it for the thrill, yeah. Shorty drive a poodle with no top. But if I throw this money, she gon' drop. Ay. She don't wait in lines if it's too long. She don't drive the whip unless the roof fall. Only wanna call when the cash out. Only take the pick when the ass out. She from Malibu, Malibu. If you ain't got a foreign, then she laugh at you. Malibu, Malibu. Spending daddy's money with an attitude. Rocks. He's like, is there any way to like get your money back? I was like, yeah, no, there probably is, but there's no way to get the food that you were supposed to bring to me to my stomach. So then like I had like he didn't go. Oh, and then I called the place, which was open until like 11:30, and this was like, I don't know, 10 o'clock, and then they didn't answer. So I'm not going to go fucking walk all the way there to pick up food from a place that could potentially be closed. So then I had to order something completely different. Okay, so that's the long story?
Yeah. Like, I had to order dinner twice.
I honestly thought it was something, like, serious. I was a little concerned for a second. Okay, no. It was the food. I just don't understand what his best-case scenario was there for you to not be that upset.
The best-case scenario for him was for me to be like, oh, don't worry about it, dude. Like, I'll tip you anyway. Because, like, you would have got me the food. Like, you obviously
who
went.
Who would do that? Who would be that excited to be like, oh, I'm not getting food. Here's a tip. It's all good.
Yeah, that's definitely what his angle was, man, like, you know, I came all the way here from the east side just to tell you.
With nothing.
Yeah, just to let you know that the address that they sent me to wasn't actually the restaurant that you ordered food from. Like, you should have, like, the second that you went there and like didn't plan on bringing me my food, you should just went home. Cole, are you ready?
You better believe it, friend.
Oh, hell yeah. Steve, are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Can money can I don't wanna I just passed it. The 504 boys, how I move through the lie, babe. Since 012, the flame been hot just to show you the time frame.
$100 million down on my desk, but I'm still up deciding. Mashing M's in my account to the truck in my driveway. I'm in that photo by myself. Know it's 100 more niggas outside. Know they gon' ride to the death. Had some good years, ain't no way I get tired. I gotta do what I feel. Every day Super Bowl, fuck it, oh well. I put a lot on myself. And then for Richard Mill, I'm like Odell. Let's go. She slid ahead, now my business to grab a torpedo. I had to go back and legal my slides like I'm 13-0. I told her, baby, this not the remix, this is a part of the sequel. No, we not living the same, we not making the same, we not equal. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The mama can fly, had some troubles, put that shit in the sky. Thought the angels know the devil would try. It's so hot, you thought Paris Hilton and said it. When we come out, we can't help but leave damage. At the party, Astro roll at the planet. Laid them out, but they didn't understand it. When I'm home, know that I fuck on a Grammy. Yeah.